The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're getting this new house. I'm so excited about it. So blessed. But we may not be able to visit family for Christmas because of it. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And let me tell you something. This is a real issue. Otto's got to work Christmas Day. And then we haven't packed. Our real estate agent called yesterday. He's like, I got to meet with you guys this week about listing the house. The pressure is on.
Well, and they're almost done with it. So, and we want to move as soon as possible because this whole like paying two mortgages thing is not ideal.
Oh. Well, yeah, I need another job at this point to make it happen. Yeah. So that's the thing that, you know, but family this time of year is important.
Yeah.
You know, I look forward to visiting my family. I used to not. And then I turned everything around. Now I have this positive attitude about my family and I can't wait to spend time with them 3 days tops. But still, and so I don't know. Is there ever a good excuse to not visit family? Because I'm thinking the fact that we haven't packed might be a good excuse. We go next month, spend a couple of days. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see you explain that to your daughters, to my mom, to Ava, and see how that goes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's going to be a little bit more work, but also like, you're not going to look back on a Christmas and be like, ah, we remember that the year we packed a lot. You're going to look back on it once and be like, oh, I remember when I was with my family and we kicked it and that was good.
You know so what? You're right.
It's more important to go, dog. Just, you know, you're going to be off for a while anyway.
And we just said we can only go for a few days. So that's a great, because Automatic's got to work. There you go. We just go for a couple of days, come right back, and we've got the beautiful Christmas memories.
Hold on. Why are you celebrating not visiting your family for Christmas?
Like somebody doesn't like their family, dog.
I'm just going to start you the Christmas Grinch.
No, I love my family, but you know as well as I do, Automatic, 2 or 3 days, your mom says it best. After 2 days, family visiting starts to get a little old, like fish. Starts to stink a little bit. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Gingerbread House Day. Fun family activity during the holidays.
Dana doesn't do that either.
I don't do that. I'm not. Gosh, that's a good tradition to start with your kids. Trust me, I have no tradition. Start yours today.
We also got National Taboo Day. So, yes, the gingerbread house is not doing it. It's taboo in America.
No.
And we also have National Poinsettia Day. Am I saying that right? Poinsettia? Poinsettia.
You know what? Can somebody hit me up right now? Call us 877-730-DCS-1. What is the correct pronunciation? I say poinsettia, so I'm not sure.
I mean, I could just Google it.
No, it's right here. I could just Google it. We don't want to talk to you. Automatic's going to Google it.
I feel like that's a wasted phone call on your behalf.
It's not. I would like to talk to you. Also, it's indigenous to Mexico, used by our native brothers and sisters for medicinal purposes. It is not poisonous to humans.
To your pets, though. Keep away from your pets, dog.
Keep it away from the dogs and cats.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The holidays are super stressful, and if you've recently been through a breakup, they can also be lonely. And sometimes you can find yourself stalking your ex. And I don't mean in a dangerous way, like pulling up to their work with, you know, intentions of doing something crazy. Looking at old photos, whether it is, you know, at home or in your phone, going to their page, creating a Finstagram so that you can actually look at their page, because
breaking up in a social media era is hard, bro.
It is.
What do you think? Because you've done both. What's the difference between breaking up before, you know, Instagram versus now?
It's all the same, bro. It's all the same, like all the way back to like Facebook. Like it's the moment.
It really is.
The moment they in that movie, Social Network, when they start talking about like implicating their relationship status onto social media, mm-hmm. it's rough, dog. Because then not only do you have to see the person like, you know, move on from you, you got to see other people in the comments, and you're reminded of what it used to be.
I think that's the hardest part. And so there's a whole study about someone who's constantly stalking their ex. When you're stalking your ex, your brain is looking to confirm that you're right or wrong. So it rewards you either way. Either with, oh, remember that, or oh my gosh, I can't believe they moved on. Sadness, or even the reward of the happy feeling, it releases endorphins. You feel like it's a natural painkiller when in fact you're prolonging the inevitable. You've got to let this person go.
Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination, because if you're constantly thinking about this person, constantly looking at pictures or movies,
you're never going to forget if you keep going back.
Your brain can't forget that person.
Yeah, so there's 5 ways to get over your ex. Number 5, stop replying to their late night text messages. Cut that string that keeps you confined to this misery. There is no way that someone who cares about you is going to put you through that kind of pain. Yeah. Continuing to call you, but say, I don't really like you. Continuing to tell you, hey, I want to hang out, but not that much. Only when I want
to. Got
to
cut off the booty calls.
You got to. Number 4, stop blaming yourself for what you could have done or you should have done. I should have done this. I could have done that if I would have responded this way. No.
I also feel what goes into that too is thinking what other people are going to think about you. Like I remember when I was going through a breakup, I was telling my homie, I was like, man, but her family and her parents are going to think this and that about me. Da 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 da. My homie's like, bro, they ain't going to like you regardless of what you do.
It don't matter what you do.
And that was an epiphany for me. I'm like, oh my God, you're right, dog. Because a lot of times I was worried about, oh, I don't want them to think I'm a bad person or like that.
They don't think you're bad no matter what.
No matter what, dog. No matter what. Be happy.
Number three, stop trying to heal them and fix their issues. They got to fix themselves. You can't fix somebody else. That's up to them. Number two, oh my gosh, this is so big. Stop romanticizing the bad parts of the relationship. Nostalgia is a sneaky thing. You find yourself thinking about, oh, remember when we used to do this and that? And you block all the bad stuff. There's a reason you're not with that person anymore. And the number one way to get over your ex in this day and age, stop looking for them on social media.
Block them.
Stop stalking them. Block them.
You can mute them.
Mute them. There you go. That way they don't even know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. And you don't have to see their stuff. But more than that, don't be starting no finstas and all that and going to look at
I used to think
accounts.
It was petty to block people. But like what you're saying, in this day and age, the only way you can move on is just to forget about them.
Automatic, you're right. But that was back in the day and that's today. You can't be pulling up
to someone's
work.
It was a lot easier back in the day because you didn't constantly look at your phone and be reminded of, oh, now she has a new boyfriend.
I think this goes without saying, but it also goes for like purging the account. Too, which we've talked about. Yeah. Like, I'm pro deleting everything off my account. And I think that's what you should do to move on.
That's another topic right there. You're going to delete stuff from your own account that you put up there?
Yeah, dude, you delete videos all the time.
And on top of that, if you're looking at your account, it's a constant reminder that you used to be with that person and you're not with them anymore. How are you supposed to get over them if you continue to look at them?
I want to share this study with you. Hit me up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But let me tell you something. You're going to have a much happier holiday when you stop stalking your ex.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Something that Cardi B just said makes me think that her and Offset really are separated. I'm going to play this audio for you right now. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. This and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Regina Hall celebrating her birthday. Hey. Actress Sky Katz and TikTok star Duke Depp celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so let's start off with 2 Chainz being released from the hospital. For those of you who don't know, he's involved in a very serious car accident. Some type of neck injury. They're not saying much, but I think it was serious because they kept him almost 2 full days. Please, 2 Chainz, recover. World's a better place with you in it.
Sir? And the new album with Lil Wayne is fire.
Yeah, really is. Different. Now we'll move on. Talk about Kid Cudi, who just received his master's degree in fashion design from the Instituto Marangoni in Miami. That's one of the most prestigious fashion institutes in the world. Is he got a line coming out? Is he just trying? I don't know what he's doing, but I'm happy for him.
Hell yeah, dog. It's called Instituto?
Instituto.
Is that Spanish?
I don't know what
it
is.
No, it's Italian.
Oh, Instituto.
I'm just glad he went into fashion and he didn't become a podcaster.
Oh, there he is.
DJ Automatic. Shout out to you for that. And then finally, Cardi B claims she and Offset are separated. She says she's single. I thought it was a promo. I thought it was just, I don't know, they were going to push an album or something. After hearing this, I think it might be true.
I've been single for a minute now, but I have been afraid to I just don't know how to tell the world. I want to start 2024 fresh, open. I don't know, I'm curious for a new life, for a new beginning.
I remember a couple of days after Offset proposed, we got to sit down with the Migos. And I asked about this proposal and he said he was excited, the crowd was into it, all of that. I just want this couple to make it. I see too many people separating with kids and they, you know, people look at them. They've been together 7-8 years now.
I know this is a conspiracy theory, but I do think she's trying to mess with the release of Nicki Minaj's album.
Stop
and the
automatic
announcement of her tour. Those two really do hate each other. And this isn't the first time where they've had a little tiff going on between Offset and Cardi B to mess up Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Yeah. You think Offset was just laying next to her in bed and he was like, hey.
Let's break up so Nicki Minaj can't get all these record sales.
Your Offset impersonation started off good and then it just started.
And then
started
it just went down automatically.
I didn't realize that was an Offset impersonation at first. And to be honest, I'm not even exactly sure how he talks. Yeah.
Well, if you want to know, go to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube and check out the interview. How about that? Subscribe to our channel.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Taco Bell is bringing back one of their oldie but goodies. Let's talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Hard to believe we're just a few weeks away from 2024, but here we are. And Wikipedia has listed its top searches for 2023, ChatGPT at number one with 49 million page views.
Damn.
And that makes sense because most people don't know what it is, including me. Followed by notable deaths. Jeez, aren't we grim? With over 42 million views. And then this was kind of surprising to me. Cricket World Cup came in at third.
Cricket's huge.
Yeah, it's obviously one of the biggest sports in the world, right?
I what is cricket? Can I ask that question? How do you play it?
You can ask that question. I don't know if you're going to get an answer from these two right here.
It's like kind of like baseball and bowling combined. I don't know. I don't know.
Baseball and bowling. Okay.
What?
All right. Well,
that was not a good description of it.
Maybe I'll do a Wikipedia search then, because I have no idea what it is. In the meantime, DJ Automatic Food News.
Taco Bell is doing us all a favor for the Christmas season here, okay? They're bringing back the double decker just for the holidays.
Double decker. I know you love the double decker.
Oh, I mean, I've asked for the double decker to come back since it went away in 2019, but now it is back just for the holidays. The only thing I had a little problem with, $3.69 a double decker.
That's a little bit expensive, though.
That's a little much.
One double decker?
My Taco Bell order, I used to be able to get it for under $10, and now I feel like if I get out of there under $20, I did a good job.
Wait. How many double deckers do you need, Automatic?
Two.
Well, then that's
$7 right there.
But you're under 10.
My favorite thing about the double deckers is how they use the cheese for like adhesive. Like it's like,
yeah, it's like a creamy cheese to keep the two tortillas together.
You guys obviously don't eat very many double deckers.
I never had a double decker.
Because the adhesive is actually the bean, and then there's no creamy cheese inside the double decker.
Well, go ahead, double decker expert cheese. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Poinsettia Day. Poinsettia.
I just learned how to say it. I did not know how. It is an indigenous plant to Mexico, and when the Europeans came, they thought it was a miracle plant.
Oh,
kind of cool, right? They're beautiful.
And we also got National Ambrosia Salad Day. Is that right?
Ambrosia
salad, dude.
I make a good one.
A bunch of holiday stuff I can't pronounce today. That's what's going on. And we'll wrap it up on something I do know a lot of, National Gingerbread House Day. Hello.
Oh. Let's go. Well, you say you know a lot, Anthony. Did you and your family make one every year?
We didn't make one every year, but I've been in some relationships where I've made some, and I'm pretty good at putting a house, a roof on top of a gingerbread house.
Do you eat the gingerbread house? Because I don't remember ever eating the house.
He's Automatic. I don't think so. Everybody's hands are all over it. And like little kids
it's
are
just
involved.
For looks.
Little kids go wipe themselves and they do not wash their hands. I don't want anything to do with your gingerbread house.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, the holidays are so fun, but let's talk about those holiday traditions when you were little.
Hey.
You know, things you did with your familia. DJ Automatic Anthony, when I was little, there's a park where I was born, the city I was born in. It's called Big Spring, and it's a state park. It's one of the state parks, Big Spring, Texas, Comanche Trail Park. And they do this amazing display of ornaments and lights. And you might think, oh, it's a little town. No, it is one of the biggest, most beautiful holiday displays of all time.
It's Texas big.
Yes, stockings the size of like a 5-story building. It's
no disrespect
huge.
To your town, but the places that have nothing going on usually go the craziest for Christmas.
And they did. They
yeah,
do.
Dog, yeah,
hot
bro.
Chocolate right through. It takes over an hour to get through the park.
And you're in the car, and it takes an hour to get through it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's good to know it's similar like you guys. I was raised admiring other people's Christmas lights as
Is that
well,
what
too.
It was, yeah,
because
yeah.
our family was always a struggle. Shout out to my stepdad. He always tried to hang them, but we just could never do more than just like the normal basic string of lights around the house.
Pretty much what we had.
Yeah, there was one holiday where I was helping him hang him, and then me and him got into a fight because the whole time he was up on the ladder, he had a runny nose. So he was just dripping boogers down, and I was trying to hold the ladder, and then he was yelling at me. He's like, hold the ladder, I'm going to fall. And I was like, fool, you're dripping boogers on me.
That's disgusting.
That is
what a horrible holiday memory.
Yeah. On a much cleaner note, when I was little, we used to go to Canyon Road in Santa Fe and go look at all the fatalitos.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Where you
oldest
go look,
capital city.
You go look at all the fatalitos. It's beautiful. There's fires going everywhere. People drinking around,
Fatalitos.
So some people call them fatalitos. Some people call them luminarias, but it's basically a brown paper bag with a candle in it.
You're not supposed to put a candle in it, by the way. Now, back in the day, it's what people did, but you're supposed to put the candles that have a battery in them, so you don't burn the town down, DJ Automatic. Luminarias.
I like to keep it real, okay, Dana? Give me the sand and give me the candle.
They're beautiful, though. Like you said, it's just a brown paper bag with that candle inside, but the way it lights up, and when you put a lot of them outside your house, if you're not great at hanging Christmas lights like Anthony's
there
stepdad,
it is. Yeah, this is a good one right here.
Very easy and inexpensive to do. And if you get the battery candles, you could just put them up and every single year use the same ones.
Ooh.
Automatic. Let's do that for our Costa house since you haven't put any Christmas lights up.
Why you gotta shame me? I'm like Anthony's stepdad over here. Okay?
This could be our new holiday tradition. What are your greatest, fondest memories of traditions that you celebrated with your familia every single year, or new traditions that you're starting? 877-730-DCS1. By the way, can I just wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas? Thank you for listening. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.